I'm going to read two verses that are perhaps the most familiar in some ways of any to be found in the Bible. And that's in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. And you're aware that these are the words that Adam spoke. Now, we're not absolutely sure whether he said them to God in the presence of the woman or to the woman in the presence of God, but in either case, it essentially means the same. And before I read it, let me just sort of draw the disposition, if I might. You're aware that this is the first recorded utterance of created man, and it was on the occasion of essentially the first marriage. That's easy to see that it was. And on the occasion of the first glimpse that man had of the beautiful creation of God, the woman. You're aware that he created man first. And by the way, in the Hebrew language, when God created man, he uses a simple word. That is, the writer uses a simple word, much as the same as you would build a clay pot, a simple word, create. But when he fashioned woman, the word create is not used. It is indeed a word of uniqueness. When God made man, he made a rather simple thing. But when God made woman, he made a unique creation. And a word is used which literally means handcrafted. And you know, you have to watch a man who says he understands women. He's liable to lie about anything else. God created a unique instrument. When he created the helpmeet for man, the helpmate for man. And you're aware that man was here, we don't know how long. God placed him in a garden. And then one day said, it is not good that man be left alone. I'll create for him a helpmeet. Something suited to his need. And I don't know whether you've noticed this or not, but immediately the Bible sort of changes scene. And it says right after that, that the Lord God formed out of the ground, or formed every beast out of the ground and every bird of the sky and brought them to man to see what he would call them. Now, I don't know whether you've ever put that together or not, but God said, I'm going to make you a helpmeet. And then began to send every conceivable kind of animal by him. Now, poor Adam didn't know whether to name it or claim it. And he's sending all the animals by. And you can imagine that by day's end, if it took all day, he didn't know what to think. And in fact, that little episode closes as Adam, as the Bible says, but for Adam there was not found a helpmate. Now, that simply meant that he'd been looking for all day. And then you know that God put him to sleep. Took from his side a rib, and from that rib made the glorious creation of woman, an unparalleled creation. Clothed her in the glory of himself, tapped Adam on the shoulder, and Adam awakened, blinked his eyes, and there she was. And this is what he said. Now, momentous occasions call for momentous utterances. At important times, folks conceive important things to say. We sent a man to the moon years ago. He knew if they made it, he'd be the first man to put a footprint on the moon. All the way up there, he practiced what he was going to say. Surely he did. Don't you think a part of his preparation wasn't, what am I going to say when I get there? I mean, everybody is going to see it read and listen to it. It'll be around the world before my next foot is down. I must say something important. And everything went well. The lunar module landed. He stayed there a while and then climbed down the ladder and put his footprint on the moon as he said something tremendously important. I've forgotten what it was, but it was terribly important. Because you just don't say unimportant things at important times. And here's the scene. First man, first woman. and surely all the animals are standing by to see. All of creation in glorious array to see the completion of man. First wedding, first man, first woman, first recorded utterance of man, and he says,